Here we go. Giddy up. Come on, little Patch. Come on, little Peanut.
It's been too long since we did little Giddy up.
Man. Rosie and Jennifer in studio this morning. It's been, what, a month since we've been in studio?
It has.
Little Road Warriors. Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Always going to sing. Watch out.
What a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. And now the 7 o'clock hour is rolling from Nogales to Flagstaff, picking it all up across Arizona, KGVY, KTAR, and KAZM, Chasm and Sedona, all picking up the 7 o'clock hour. Welcome and good morning, Arizona. We have got 4 hours that are packed with 8 hours of content. So you are not going to want to just pour yourself a nice cup of coffee, sit yourself down, and get your notepad out, and get ready to take notes for the next 4 hours. Before we get started in today's programming, which is all about living in place, what can we do to our homes and our environments to make it safe for us to stay in the home we've been in for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? That is the central theme of the entire 4 hours today. But before we get started on that particular topic, we have some congratulations to pass around to some Arizona cities. Chandler has more merit semifinalists in their school program than any other city in the state at 63 scholars. The next city has 54, but they're six times bigger than Chandler.
Wow. So, find out what they're doing.
And then the same week, Chandler comes in and ranks in the top 10 places in the country to buy a family home. Gilbert comes in the same at number 3, and Scottsdale comes in at number 8.
But
so Arizona's just racking them up.
You have to be willing to commute in those Chandler and Gilbert communities, but apparently lots of people are.
Well, unless you have a job at Intel.
There you go.
There you go. Or, you know, or work at one of the dairies that, you know, are the foundation of those communities down there and have been for a long time. Okay, so another report, which I'm very, very skeptical of, but I have to report it. Hardest working cities in America. Based on average hours worked per week, minutes spent commuting to work, and average minutes of leisure time in a day. Hardest working city in America. Anchorage, Alaska.
Hard to believe. Skeptical, I see.
With 220 minutes of leisure a day. But Scottsdale made the list. But we have almost twice as many hours of leisure.
How can you not?
Okay, Romy. They say that the average Scottsdale working individual spends 40.2 hours at work a week. That's 40 hours and about 10 minutes per week. And that makes us one of the hardest working cities in America. Do you know anyone that works 40 hours a week?
That's like that old saying, you know, you go into work for yourself so you only have to work half the day.
That's right.
The trouble is what to do with the other 12 hours.
That's right. Okay, there was only one city in the top 20 that had more leisure time than Scottsdale. Washington, D.C.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
I wish they'd have even more leisure time. I wish they'd do a lot less than. All right, folks, so congratulations to the cities of Arizona that are receiving literally nationwide, global-wide recognition for being a place that you want to come and live. But we got to put the wall up. And I'm not talking about the wall on the southern border. I'm talking about the wall between us and California. Oh,
poor California, man. They're going to be pouring over here with all their...
Oh, boy, they are.
Fire.
All right, we are talking today about living in place. Now, you may be more familiar with the term aging in place or universal design. But all of that, and we're going to explain it later in the program, is kind of an outdated way of talking about staying in the home. You are in the neighborhood with your friends, with your social contacts that you have. You don't want to uproot yourself and move into a separate neighborhood, a new environment. You want to stay in your home. The first thing we're going to be talking about here this morning with our personal trainer, Katie Stumbo, is about how to maintain what to do with your body. We're going to talk about your bones and how you can stay flexible with a high enough bone density to stay mobile. And we're going to end the show at 10:30 talking about home financing and reverse mortgages and financing long-term healthcare. So we're going to start with your bones and we're going to finish with your mortgage. And in between that time frame, we're going to talk about anything and everything having to do with staying in your home. So let me introduce, like I say, our personal trainer, Katie Stumbo. Thanks again for coming in, dear.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
By way of complete transparency, she is our middle daughter.
And favorite.
Been our personal trainer for most of about 33 years. She's been bossing us around since she was in diapers.
Yeah.
Our favorite daughter in the studio. Mm-hmm.
All right. You have put together an incredible talking list here, and you start with a couple words I can't even pronounce.
Okay.
So let's go to the vocabulary section first.
So when you came to me to talk about aging in place and what you need to do, I immediately went to bones because osteoporosis-related diseases and injuries are within the top five reasons people end up in assisted living.
Okay.
So I wanted to kind of demystify a few words for people really quick. We'll just brush through them real quick. I get asked a lot about what these words mean. So anytime you see the word osteo, automatically you know it's relating to bones. That's what it means. It's relating to bones.
Osteo.
Osteo means bones. And you guys are all educated out there. I'm sure you've already kind of figured that out. But two of the big ones I'd like to kind of talk about first are osteoclast and osteoblast. And when you're in your doctor's office and they're talking about this and they're talking about different things you need to do to help them, it's because...
And they're all using seven-syllable words.
All of them.
To explain it to you.
And they're using big words and
fast.
Your eyes are getting this big and they're talking fast. Like, you should know what all these words mean. And then you end up across from me in personal training session going, well, I don't just don't know what any of this means. So osteoclast, all that means is the... Osteoclast is an enzyme that breaks down your muscles, okay? Or your bones, I'm sorry. It breaks down your bones. And osteoblasts build up your bones.
Okay.
Okay? So your bones are always throughout your entire life breaking down and rebuilding. Remodeling is actually the term that they use.
I love it.
Right? It's a good word.
I love it. That's beautiful.
It's a good word. So when you're in the doctor's office and they're talking about these two words, they're just talking about the rate at which your bones are replacing themselves. That's all they're talking about, okay? And we want our osteoblast activity to be as high or higher than our osteoclast.
Can you keep it higher? If I keep it higher, will I grow? Will I gain an
inch? No, because your growth plates are closed.
Oh.
But I was watching a video yesterday on a surgery.
Okay.
On how they can stretch your tibia and make you taller.
Careful.
I was like, oh, shoot. I should have known about that. man, if I'd only known sooner. It's extensive. So... There's a principle within the health and fitness field and the doctor's field, and it's just called Wolf's Law. And all that says is bones adapt over time to the stress that you put on it. That's all it means. If you put a lot of stress on it, a lot of weight-bearing exercise, a lot of walking, a lot of hiking, in your 20s and 30s, that can mean a lot of jogging. Jump rope is one of the best ones for bone density. They're going to become stronger and thicker. It also says that the reverse is also true. The less stress you put on your bones, there's no incentive for them to keep remodeling and rebuilding at a quicker rate and keeping the density there because there's no need for it.
Now you said 20s and 30s. So what if somebody didn't do that in their 20s and 30s? Can you recoup?
You can slow it down. Okay. I do have one client right now working with a naturopath that has reversed it. Okay.
At what age?
She's in her 60s.
Okay.
So... there are things that you can do that part of it with the supplements and the supplements. That's a little bit outside my scope. I'm going to stick to what I know really well, and that's the exercise and how your bones work.
And if you push that theory to the limit, you would tell you that cage fighters have the most bone density.
They'd be up there. They'd be up there. I could think of a few things. You know, like the pole thrower. You know what I'm talking about. The
pole vault.
Javelin.
No.
Pole vault.
The Celt, the Irish guys throwing the big, huge...
disc?
Braveheart?
No.
We're playing charades here. Join us.
The tree. You know the tree. They throw the big things. The big trees. They throw the trees.
The Lumberman competition?
Oh, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So
I guess,
yeah,
I guess we don't.
It would be really... They would be up there.
So how, you know, how would you investigate your initial bone density? How do you investigate that?
Okay, so there's a test that your doctor will do, and there'll be there's a certain age where they just start doing it anyway. But if you have some pre-existing conditions or some family history, they might start it earlier, and it's just called the DEXA scan. It's a really easy procedure. You just lay there, and they just scan your body.
I just had it done.
You just will you share your score?
You know, she didn't give me the score.
Okay.
I guess I'll get to see that when I go back. But she looked at me and she said, "You have the bones of a young woman," which I'm not anymore. So,
fantastic.
But I have never been to encourage people. I've never been like an, you know, extreme athlete. I've always walked though. Even when I had one baby, it was in the stroller. Two babies, I had a wagon. Three babies, I had two in the wagon and one on my pack. You know, I always walked. So
you're always active.
Yeah.
And that's something we're kind of losing in today's society is that general activity. So we need the exercise because then we go to the office and sit for a long time, okay?
Right.
So the general activity absolutely will increase your bone density when you're young.
All right. So we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about not only bone density but other things about keeping your body as young as long as possible. I think flexibility has a lot to do
absolutely.
With that. A good friend of mine by the name of Meyer Turkin says he takes yoga just so he can pick up the things he drops quicker than all of his friends.
Well, he's a smart man. He is a smart man.
He says, I can pick up my drop keys faster than any of my friends of the equivalent age. So he does his yoga like 8 hours a week so he can maintain that
flexibility.
Dexterity, yeah. Yes. So, all right, it's Rosie on the House. We're talking about you. We're talking about all of you that want to stay in the home you're currently in. And we're going to be talking about the other option as well, is how about some of the communities that are designed to allow us to graduate into resort-style living? We're covering it all right here at Rosie on the House this morning. Don't go anywhere.